from NPR Music. This is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. And also with us again is NPR Croc Fellow and assistant producer Jessica Diaz Hurtado. Jessica, welcome.
Hey, Felix.
Today, the subject is Afro-Latinas, women at the intersection of Black identity and Latino identity.
And to help us explore that, we have Janelle Martinez. She's founder of the blog Ain't I Latina. She joins us from our New York studios. Janelle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, now before we get this conversation going, let's hear more from this way cool song that you brought in. This is Nitty Scott and her song Negrita.
Her papi beat a plug and her mama from Grenada. She say dime, dime lo, when she never do no favors.
And I am Negrita, she winding up the tide. Drop a can of raindrops on the lake, what? Viva bandida, she like the way papa pa. Sigla, yeah, sigla, Negrita, like.
I'm a huge fan of Nitty Scott MC. I feel like on a musical level, we've seen her sort of transformation, but she dropped this song, Negrita, I believe in the fall of 2015. And, you know, she's pretty much just giving ode to the fact that she's both Black and Latina and unapologetic about it. And so we kind of walk through that with her.
This is for my sweet amaretto, muñecas in the ghetto, roses on a concrete, rollos in your fellow, presents come finesse, defenses over man. She was born with Spanish Harlem in the palm of her hand. Un poquito, coquito, en pelo light. Call a Goya, Latoya, and whip it right. We gon' hit the botanica, find a candle delight. I get rico, nenita, we got them chicas tonight.
That is the song Negrita from Nitty Scott.
Janelle, you're the co-founder of Ain't I Latina. Can you explain that to us a little bit? What's the mission of this project?
Essentially, Ain't I Latina is birthed out of a lived experience. So for me, I didn't necessarily always see myself and my identity reflected in the media that I was consuming. So there were magazines that I felt really spoke to the Black women's experience or Black girls' experience, and that was great. And I loved those magazines, but there was also magazines that were catered toward the Latina community, and I loved reading about that, but there was like no intersection between that identity. And so when I started writing about, or just writing in general as a journalism graduate, I still was looking for that that platform. And so for me, I was like, you know what? I'm going to launch this site that specifically speaks to the Afro-Latina experience. And for us, it's really about just celebrating who we are and highlighting women that are doing amazing work.
How old were you when you looked at a magazine or was watching television and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not on this. I'm not in this.
I would say very early on. I think before the age of like 5 or 6.
Really?
Because my parents, we had magazine subscriptions, in particular my mother. So like we got Jet and Ebony, but then we also were watching Telemundo and Univision in the house. And so I would see the representation in different pockets of the media. But again, I knew that like, both of my parents are, you know, Black, but they also spoke Spanish and they also spoke another language, which is common in Honduras, Garifuna. So I definitely couldn't find a magazine that spoke to that very specific experience as someone that was born here in the States, but both of my parents are immigrants. And so just that very specific experience, I didn't see that.
You know, oftentimes we discover identity through music. In addition to media, and you brought in a list of songs that reflect various aspects of what we're going to talk about. One of the artists you brought in is Celia Cruz. Now, before we play her music, why did you choose Celia? What do you think she represents about Afro-Latinidad?
Celia, I would say, is one of my first media representations of, like, a Black Latina. I definitely remember, you know, passing the television and seeing her, you know, singing, and just her very elaborate and elegant attire and, like, big hair. And for me, I view her as one of the pioneers when it comes to music.
I always say that Celia is everybody's favorite tia.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely. Okay. I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you brought in the song La Negra Tiene Tumbao.
Yes.
Which is a phrase loaded with all kinds of stuff that we can unpack after. But let's hear the song first. This is the one, the only, Celia Cruz.
Esa negrita que va caminando, esa negrita tiene su tumbao. Y cuando la gente la va mirando, ella baila de lado, también apretado, apretado, apretado.
La negra tiene tumbao.
Azúcar, azúcar.
Y no camina de lado.
Si quieres llegar derecho, mejor camina de frente. Para que no hayan tropiezos.
That's La Negra Tiene Tumbao by Celia Cruz. Oh, so let's unpack that title. What does tumbao mean to you?
So for me, it means, like, having swag and being fly and just having your own, like, grace and style about you. It's so interesting because growing up, like, they raised me to speak primarily English. And then, of course, I understood Garifuna. And so even though I didn't understand, like, a breakdown of the entire song, like, I knew that there was a level of, like, confidence and just unapologetic swag that Celia had when singing that. And then as I grew up, and, of course, my Spanish got a little better, I also, you know, like, looked into the meaning behind it. And I think what I love about it is that she's claimed the term negra and embracing of the term and showing that, you know, hey, she's Black, she has style and swag, and she's doing her own thing.
So here's the genius of Celia Cruz, and in this case, her producers. And this piece obviously is a later, is some of her later music. Mm-hmm. Tumbao is a musical term. It's an Afro-Cuban musical term. And it refers to the very specific bass pattern and, like, what people call salsa now. Or it's an Afro-Cuban song. Dum 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 dum. It's like, it's a very, that's the tumbao. So then the congas play boom 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 boom. So there's, it's a musical term, right? But it also defines the music in a way that it sets it apart from all the different kinds of music, right? So it's a double meaning. But because you say she has swag, but that swag is in the tumbao.
Right.
Right? It's like that an Afro-Cuban woman is only going to have.
Yeah.
Because it's very specific to that music. So it's very clever. I've always admired this song.
So she reclaims, like, this beat and this sound as Afro-Cuban or Afro-Latina.
Which is, she built her whole career on tumbao, right? And on Afro-Cuban music. But then, you know, the younger generation, I say, your younger generations, you've infused the word with a whole different meaning, and it gives the word and the attitude new life.
So, Janelle, let's get back to you. You were talking about growing up, speaking English, and understanding Garifuna. So if you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
So for those that may not be familiar with the term Garifuna, essentially a group of people that came from Africa, the way the story is told, on a ship. I think the intent was for folks to be enslaved, but the ship got shipwrecked and landed on St. Vincent, and there was definitely some fighting involved, and all of the people on the ship, so folks from Africa, went from St. Vincent and permeated down to, you know, to Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Belize.
Garifuna culture has produced a wonderful style of music that is distinct and incredibly beautiful. Janelle, I'm sure you're familiar with the music of Aurelio Martinez. Here he is at an NPR Tiny Desk from March 2015. The track is called Landini.
Maniga na uya Landini. Nyagira mutu anabo, maniga na uyalandine, anyagira mutu arabo, arikabana ya, namula lumana, lalu tuna guna baka, arikabana ya, inamula lumana. Oh,
samege beya disi wachare kabamisa waluba kamekainu wanyaka kasamege beya disi wachare kabamisa waluba kamekainu wanyaka
That was Aurelio Martinez from our own tiny desk, Garifuna Music, here in the NPR building back in 2015. We are talking to Janelle Martinez. The subject is Afro-Latinas and Afro-Latino identity. And Janelle, I want to bring something up real quick. There's something in the news lately that speaks to this issue. A newly elected congressman from New York, Adriano Espaillat, he is Afro-Dominican. Mm-hmm. So he is in the news right now because he wants to become a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. He's creating a bit of an issue with the Congressional Black Caucus because they're saying, well, you're Latino. You should be in the Hispanic Caucus. And he says, but I'm also black. Mm-hmm. I should be able to be a member of both. So both the Latinos and the African Americans are wrestling with this thing right now as we speak. Obviously, he's making a point. Have you been following this? And what is your take on that?
What was interesting to me is, and what seems to be like the foundation of a lot of these conversations, is the definition of blackness, right? Black is global, so him identifying as an Afro-Dominican, I think very well he should be admitted into the Congressional Black Caucus.
Okay, hold on. Let me pick up on that thought. This idea of global blackness, what do you see is the connective tissue that ties these communities together or makes them different?
It's the experience that really connects us all. But it's not to say that we don't have several differences. So, you know, there are things that, like, even down to the food of what we eat and the music and, like, the patterns and beats of music and all of that, I think, really connects us.
Janelle, you brought in a song from Brazil. Let's take a little music break. Talk to us a little bit about that song.
Pearls Negras is like a trio high schoolers. Honestly, they reminded me of like TLC when they came out.
That's exactly what they I was going to say.
Yeah, they reminded me of TLC. They also gave me Destiny's Child vibes. It just makes me want to go to Brazil even more.
This is Meu Bang by Pearls Negras.
Meu bem, vou te dar só três motivos pra provar que eu sou seu bem. Primeiro, eu sou a dona do seu coração. Quando eu chego, ele dispara, feito bala, amor sem moderação. O segundo é que eu sou dona do seu mundo. Não consegue parar de pensar nessa preta nem por um segundo. E o terceiro é que eu sou sua dama da noite. Vou te encher de carinho de manhã, de tarde, à noite. Pode gastar dinheiro.
eu vou te levar para o meu mundo. Sem fazer esforço, vai estar pirando em segundos. Orgulhoso, metido e mandão. Quando me vê, somo isso tudo e amolece seu coração, né? Te quis apaixonar com o meu jeito, é desse jeito. Pode vir que eu sei deixar o clima ficar perfeito.
You guys are schooling the old man and girl groups of the girl groups you guys grew up with. Pearls Negras from Brazil. And before we wrap this up, let me ask you one last question, Janelle. In today's political environment, with what's going on here in this country and in other countries that includes the African diaspora, but specifically this one, how important is it for people to maintain their sense of identity and maybe even expand upon it, you know, as time goes along or as they get older? Like, where does that fit in with what's going on right now?
I think it's vital for people to take pride in their identity, especially with the political climate and social climate of what's happening today. Just this constant hate speak against people just based off of the simple fact that of who they are and how they identify. And so it doesn't matter how you identify, but what is happening to one group will absolutely affect you and will undoubtedly happen to the next. And I specifically say that to marginalized groups, and I say that in a numerical form in this country, because what's happening to our Muslim brothers and sisters, I don't see that disconnect in how that can't affect, nor a similar hatred happening to myself as a Black Latina, to many other communities. It's just a matter of time. And so I think we have to really get intentional and continue to be proud of who we are and, you know, be strategic around what that looks like and how we can support one another.
Janelle Martinez is founder of the blog Ain't I Latina. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we got to end on a song. Tell us about this last song you brought in.
Oh, so I have The Island. The creator is a Black Latina, and she's talking about just the interconnectedness of who we are. And for me, the song, I just want to dance whenever I play it. Black cat till it's a curve. Nothing black and white like the words. Brown girl curves allow me to spin with the waistline just like my African kin. Never been a Ghana, but the melanin make connection. Revelation when my people win. New beginnings, pour some for the spirits. Grandma said I'ma make it, gave the brain clearance. PNG coming soon without interference. I the island, gonna make the country tear it. If I am in the middle of the ocean, I Zion, I be the island. Can't drown by the motion of your floating. Apologize, I'm just made out of stardust. What else you tank tank? Rule of weeds that we never be extinct. Sting to our energy so you can never meet the brink brink. This is not preaching, I'm reminding myself. Been on the shelf too, holes in my shoes. When I feel like when these people pray I lose, but I call it to karma. To my wrongs in the Truman Show, made a setback. Be a rematch, realign my movement so I'm never detached to the map. Never detached to the map. Never detached to the map. Here I am in the middle of the ocean. I desire night be the island. Can't drown by the motion of your floating. Apologize, I'm just made out of love. So even when the whirlwind's coming up, I am not afraid, cause I know my God got us. My God got it. Them say I'm swimming in eternity, but losing my mind brought me clarity. Made time and space applied to these people's gravity. I say live in your sight, the inner kind. Don't die, live in your sight, the inner kind. Don't die. Here I am in the middle of the ocean. I Zion, I be the island. Can't drown by the motion of your floating. Here I am in the middle of the ocean. I Zion, I be the island. Can't drown by the motion of your floating. I'm just boasting.